Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Awesome to be here with you on the BetQL Network, where every game is game 70. We bring you none of the hot take BS, except when we do. But most of the time, we bring you the bets and we bring you the sports. We are coming to you live today from Odyssey.com and the app, BetQLNetwork.com and the app. Radio stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. We are on YouTube at YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports and on Twitch at Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I here bringing you the wagertainment on this gamble venture. Up until 7 o'clock Eastern, we are talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the great people over at BetMGM. Great people like Ethan Kastoff. Great people like Alex Tavernay, BetMGM.com and the BetMGM app, the king of sportsbooks. Also brought to you by BetQL. With all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this T4, four words that start with the letter T. Tremendous March Madness Thursday. It's back. It's real. And it's spectacular. March 23rd, 2023. Our show's on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram, at The Costos. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. On this tremendous March Madness Thursday, we bring you two terrific guests. Our pal Brad Evans from Live on the Line in Valley Sports drops by. He's going to talk NCAA tournament, as one does this time of year. So too will our good friend Sam Paniatovic of Nesson, Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner podcast. All of Sam's bets for the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. Futures thoughts as well coming up from Sam EP. Plus, badass basketball betting breakdown from last night is on the way. How about the Golden State Warriors? Winners of consecutive road games for the first time since the NBA Finals. Yet another memory of so much money lost with the Warriors-Celtics NBA Finals series for yours truly. How about the Memphis Grizzlies? Ja Morant returns, Jaren Jackson Jr. goes nuts, and Memphis wins the game. What about Memphis and Golden State in the Western Conference futures market? We'll talk that and more from the NBA last night. How about five words that start with the letter F? NFL, free agency, fantasy, breakdown. Stretch that one a little bit. David Montgomery, now a Detroit Lion. Jamal Williams, now a New Orleans Saint. A penny for your thoughts in Philadelphia, and so much more. Going to give you all the fantasy takes from what we've seen the last week plus in the National Football League in free agency. We will fill up the old bucket of bets with our predictions for the rest of the NCAA tournament, Final Four, National Champion, Most Outstanding Player, and more. I've got your narrative bets locked and loaded for tonight in the NCAA tournament. Narrative bets for the Sweet 16 round. And I poured over the bet percentages. And I think I got some certified bangers coming your way.
Oh, boy.
Narrative.
The percents?
Oh, yeah.
The percents are back?
Oh, they never left.
Wow.
Yeah,
80% of the time. 80% of the time, it works every time. That's the whole reason why we make these bets. Yeah.
We've got bet splits, including what I believe to be an attempted double cross by the sports books.
But we won't fall for it.
The sports book, they're geniuses.
They
know everything.
Very smart.
They're all knowing. If you're not in tune to this sort of thing, you can get tricked. Here's the good news. We're going to outsmart them coming up tonight. Narrative bets.
Sounds like a real battle of wits.
Right? No, I'll tell you what. I was going to say a word. Can I say this word? I'm going to type it in the chat. I think so. I can say that word, right?
This is always, just be really careful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not about we're twits is what we are. It's not a battle of wits. It's going to be a battle of twits. T-W-I-T, which is a word that if you take a letter out or insert another letter in, becomes something really bad. But that word is totally fine. That's
well,
what
it becomes. Twitch, where we're streaming. We're live on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. You
know? That's what we meant.
Of course. Backslash BetQL. Duh. And then Power Hour, Final Hour, featuring all our bets for tonight. NBA, baseball, of course, the Sweet 16 rounds of the tournament. And we will place. I love how Mike Brown in our chat goes, here's the word that you can't say, and then types the word. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yes, remove I and add another vowel, and we are aware of what that word is. We will not be saying that word on the air. And we will give you a first to 15 bet for the game starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight at Madison Square Garden, a stone's throw from me with Michigan State and Kansas State that we will sweat out through the end of the show. Lots of good stuff going on, locked and loaded. Tremendous March Madness Thursday. Ken, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm pretty anxious for tonight. I think nervous would be the right word. It's a big night. It's a big night for the futures and for whether this tournament is going to go down as like a disappointment or maybe like a resounding success, depending on how far UCLA goes. That's like kind of what's at stake in that game tonight.
Is there an in the West region, or is it just one or the other? Is there an in between for you, or is it like resounding success or like miserable failure?
I mean, I could get more games right as we go, and then the tournament will be fine. I could get like most outstanding player right from some of the stuff we bet yesterday, and that would also be really good. So there's like some other wins that can happen, like game to game stuff, most outstanding player. But, you know, like I only bet one team to win the title this year, and it wasn't that I didn't think other teams could win. It just like for the price and the quality of the team, I felt like UCLA was the best bet, and I didn't want to bet anybody else. And what happens when you do that is when there's 68 and you pick one, is that every game that the one plays basically twists your insides into knots, essentially. You know, we were in Vegas at the Cosmopolitan watching the Sunday games. And I think you went back before the second half of UCLA.
I actually want to and just tell my experience here watching the first half of UCLA Northwestern with Ken Saturday night at the Cosmo. So obviously the game is really close in the second half, and Northwestern had a couple of possessions to maybe tie the game. UCLA, Tiger Campbell makes a million free throws at the end. UCLA ends up winning and almost covering the spread. But the first half of the game was not like a romp for UCLA, but UCLA was up like what, double digits at halftime or close to it at the very least. UCLA like dominated them. Yeah. I'm pretty close to a domination in the first 20 minutes. And so you would think, right? And I appreciated this from Ken, because you would think in a moment like that, you'd be like, yeah, I'm feeling really good right now. Ken was like on pins and needles, like living and dying with every, like UCLA would be up 11 and Northwestern would hit like a wide open jumper from the elbow. And Ken would like, damn it. Like to cut it to nine, like 11 minutes to go in the game in the first half.
Sure.
So like I can vouch for this, that this was not like I've watched many games with Ken at this point. Now it's been many games in person.
Sure.
And Ken, that was, I think that's the only game that I've ever watched with you where at least like at the end of the game, we can all get anxious, right? When we've got money on a game and it's like literally in the balance. That was the first time I've ever watched a game with you where in the first half you were on pins and needles for what, like living and dying with every bounce of the basketball. Yeah.
We all have our nervous tics too when we're watching a game that we have money on, right? I figured out that mine in college basketball is that every time so let's take UCLA Northwestern as an example. Anytime the team you're betting against misses, so that's like a positive outcome for you, obviously. So like Northwestern misses, my nervous tic is that every time they do that, I scream rebound. I figured that's my nervous tic. So like jumper from three, like off the rim, it's like rebound. I just yell rebound. I didn't even know that was my thing. And then watching UCLA and not even UCLA Northwestern, like the games, the few days prior, I didn't watch like any college basketball this year. And so to be immersed into it 12 hours a day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday was a lot. It was a whole lot to like remember again about how anxious every single game, like short of if you bet Alabama money line against Maryland, that would be like the only bet that turned out to not require some kind of sweat on some kind of level. Apparently I just yell rebound. I'm trying to think what yours, do you have one? Do you have like a thing, like a go-to? You like to yell at the refs a lot. Oh, I know what yours is.
I got a lot of stuff. Well, I think I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to disagree with it. Because I think it you falls like under, to, if you're going to say what I think you what I think you're going
to
say.
Nick really likes to, I don't, this doesn't have to be your thing, but this was just something, how about let's put it this way. This is something that you yelled a lot when we were watching games together. Oh, it's a yell.
I thought you were going to say something else, which is when I will like get physical with people I'm watching games with. I'll like grab your shoulder.
No. You didn't do that with me almost at all.
Things are going well.
Yeah, you didn't hit me almost at all during the, well, I guess it didn't go very well, so that's why you weren't hitting me. But you didn't, there was not a lot of physical abuse when we were watching the games together. Nick's thing is he really likes to yell, "No foul, no foul." That's like that is your thing. That is definitely your thing. Like, and just in a college basketball game with the quality, I guess apparently in an NBA game too, based on last night, the quality of officiating, there's a lot of chances for you to yell, "No foul."
And it's only for the team that we bet on, of course, not the team that we bet against. In which case, the call's always right.
Right. Anybody on TCU drives into Drew Timmy. No foul? No foul? Rebound. Rebound.
The problem was on like on Thursday and Friday, we started to rebound a little bit with the exception of Drake Miami.
Sure. Rebound.
But like Thursday was just like a pit of misery night where I think like my thing was just to say over and over again, like either this is sickening or this is disgusting. It was one of those two words was used a lot. Like, this is just, it's gross. Like, what we're watching, it's sickening to lose all these bets. Like, it's like, you know what? Like, Duke Oral Roberts was one thing to have Oral Roberts in that game. Duke, like, avalanched them. Like, that was what it was. But it was, here's Alabama and Corpus Christi, College of Charleston. Yeah. Colgate, I know they lost by 20, but like they were also getting like 13 in the game and like played really well. Just really frustrating games. But yes, I am definitely a big yell at the refs guy. Sometimes it's good also, like great call stripes. I like to yell stripes.
Sure.
Usually
you like to call them stripes. I don't know if I've heard. I'm trying to think, is that like an old school term or is that just a U term? What is stripes?
I don't know. It makes me laugh. Like, I'm laughing now.
I just, like, good
like,
call.
Get in the
ref.
Game, stripes.
Get in the game, stripes. Well, it's people call, in baseball, do people call the umpires blue, right? Have you ever heard that before?
I have. I don't, but I have heard that.
I don't either. Is this like an analogy? It's like, you know, some kind of cross things, like as stripes is to blue. Like, that's the baseball equivalent, basically, of what your term is.
I don't want you to answer this question, but if the umpire is holding a baseball, what is it?
Well, it's a blue ball.
That's right.
Ball.
That's right. Singular.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a blue ball.
So yeah. I think that tonight, though, that was a twit comment. I think that tonight, it hasn't even really hit me yet, like the gravity of it. Like, really, and for you more so than me. But
both of us.
Yeah.
It's a really important game.
It's the game.
It's the most important game of the tournament so far.
Like,
and the previous like most important game was Northwestern UCLA.
and then that was UCLA NC Asheville.
NC Asheville.
UCLA
had to get through that one.
Is Galactus. UCLA right now is Galactus, and every other game is a planet, and UCLA Gonzaga eats every other game like for sustenance and energy. It is the only thing that matters, really, is UCLA winning tonight against Gonzaga. Like, I would like to win. I would like for FAU to cover the spread tonight. I'll end up with a small bet on Kansas State. I would like for Kansas State to cover tonight. I'm going to bet Arkansas money line for a little bit. Like, that would be cool. UCLA is what we need. Yeah. UCLA is what we need for tonight. Need it.
Yeah.
We don't want it. It's like the Cold Stone. Like when you go to Cold Stone and you order based off like your desperation mode. It's like want it, need it, gotta have it. Like I gotta have it, extra large.
Gotta have it. All the work that I did on the tournament has basically like culminated with I think I'm in a really good situation right now. The sport is has anybody watched this tournament so far or watched this sport? It's so random. Like you could be in good and lose, and you could be in terrible and win. That's true in all betting and all sports, but especially true with 40-minute games with 18-year-olds. And like, I think I'm going to be good here. I just do. I really do. And I know the betting market for the game is really tight, and I know the ratings for the teams are very close. I have to be confident. Like I don't have a choice. Cause like, that's kind of like all the work leads to this conclusion, and then Gonzaga can still win. And then like, we have to do it all over again, like in the next round and then the next round, and just keep trying to solve the problems. But I don't have to bet this game cause I'm so leveraged on it. I feel like we're in a really good situation, and we'll see what happens. It doesn't have to play out a certain way, but like, this is what I wanted. Like if I got this matchup, I was going to really like UCLA. That's one of the reasons why I bet on them.
Here's, and like, there is, and like, we would lose money, obviously, if this doesn't go well. So that sucks, obviously. But there is there's a major level of humor involved here as well, which is, this is like, you could, like, if we were Vince McMahon scripting this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the this paper well tiger of all yeah. paper tigers against the team liking the most heading into the tournament, and it's a 1-point spread. Like, this is it, baby. This is
insane
it.
Anxiety. I'm gonna watch Arkansas UConn and love it. I don't know if I can watch UCLA Gonzaga. Like, I don't even know.
Oh, I can
rebound.
And I will. We'll talk NBA from last night coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.